What was the inspiration for Girl with a Heart Of?
Okay, so there is the concept of seniority. If you go to the website lastlong.com, they talk about this a lot. And what they talk about is friendly artificial intelligence, artificial intelligence that's superhuman. And the way it achieves the superhuman nature is through recursive self-improvement. And what that means, in this case, is this AI can overwrite its own code to make itself better. And by doing that, it becomes better at writing code. So it can go through this process of making itself smarter and smarter. So that's the idea that I wanted to explain through the game. In the less technical terms, I wanted to explain it so the player will just understand it on an intuitive level. So that was the inspiration.
So this is essentially a type of game engine that grows with the gamer?
Yes, I don't know if you finished the game, but towards the end of the game, there is pretty much the only puzzle in the game that you kind of have to figure out how to use your skills to achieve this feedback loop.
Okay. As far as the art design for the game goes, it has this beautiful look to it. It reminds me of, there was a game on the Super Nintendo by Interplay called Out of This World. Just a beautiful...
Yeah, actually, when I was looking for artists, I would show them Out of This World.
Wow.
Screenshots and saying, I want something like this. So that was my inspiration, because I also love that game. And one thing that I wanted to do from the beginning in terms of art is reversing the kind of the light aspect of the color palette. So the shadows are white, and the darkness, the light sources are black.
So the story itself is very deep. It's kind of like a book in a way, you know. How long did it take to put that all together?
Oh, that was the most difficult part, is writing all the dialogue, and that took probably most of the development time. There was maybe 5 months of just writing the dialogue.
So what did you just do? Did you lock yourself in a room and say, okay, time to get this done? Or how did you...
That is exactly what I've done. You wake up, you're like, okay, now I have to write dialogue for this person, for this kind of day in the game, and you just write it out, and then you play through and see, you know, what else can I add? What questions will the player want to ask that I should answer?
Okay, many gamers out there today have a very, very short attention span. You know, killing things, running around, you know, very, very quick pace. This is a game that you kind of, it's like a book. You have to really, get comfortable and become a part of it. What audience are you looking to attract with this title?
Definitely people that like reading and don't mind reading. I think some of people that like adventure games will like this game. I also hope some people that maybe don't play games normally, but are open to it, will like this game, because it's designed to be very easy and very simple to pick up. And any person that likes a story or likes the fantasy world, I think they should really enjoy the game.
Okay, where do you think you were as far as your life goes to, like, write this story about this character's, like, her life, and then just the engine with this, you know, consistent need for self-improvement? Like, were you at a certain point in your life where these were things that you were studying, or, like, where did you get all these topics?
Yes, lastlong.com website, most of the topics I got, I stole from that, and it's because I found that website a year before I started working on the game, so that was 2010, and I've read what I call the sequences there on that website, which summarize all the main points. And I really like that. The website talks about being more rational in day-to-day life. And I really like this approach, so I wanted to explain it through games. And that's what I'm going to continue doing with Fans from Game Playable, is make games that explain rationality and explain these transhumanist ideas.
This is a game that translates very well to book form, or maybe even a comic book. Are there any kind of plans to shift it over to one of those formats?
You know what? I didn't think about it, but the world that the game is based in is actually, in my mind, a lot larger. There are many, many things kind of happening in it that I didn't even touch on in the game. So, yeah, it's not a bad idea. Some kind of maybe online webcomic based on that world. I think that would be very interesting. That would be something I would love to do.
Okay, moving forward, I know this game is like your baby. It's your first, you know, commercial game. But what do you think, if you could change one thing about it to make it better, what do you think it would be?
So, I wanted to explain this concept of recursive self-improvement, but I realized I ended up explaining it through words, through people talking about it, and this kind of mechanic at the end. And I wish I integrated that concept into gameplay. So the gameplay was about this, creating this feedback cycle. Right now, it feels kind of like added on at the end. So the story leads up to it, but the gameplay doesn't. And if I could fix one thing, that would be make that kind of those skills more integrated with the gameplay.
Okay, moving forward, you're a young developer. You've got a lot of games left in you. What are you planning?
As I mentioned, creating games that explain rationality, explain human biases, explain transhumanist ideas. I'm also interested in the gender bias that's very common in modern games, so I kind of want to fight against that. I'm very interested in game design, so I'll start providing game design kind of tutorials for other people that are interested in doing game design.
Okay, you mentioned Out of This World before as a game that's influenced you. Can you give us a list of some of the other games that have affected you?
One adventure game that I really like is... So, Werewolf of Darkness is one adventure game that I've played.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of mixes action with storytelling. It's an old game. And The Longest Journey is one adventure game that I really, really like. That I probably pulled something from to this game, even probably subconsciously.
Okay, what's your favorite part of the game? Without giving too much away, because, you know, we want people to play it.
My favorite part. I think it's interesting how some people read into the story, some things that I didn't put in there. When I wrote the story, it was pretty straightforward. There isn't like an underlying meaning to it, really. But a lot of people try to read into it, and it actually works out really well. Some of the explanations that I've heard, you know, people tell me, oh, did you actually mean the story to symbolize this or the metaphor for that? And I said, no, I haven't, but it sounds like I did. Like, people find these meanings kind of very interesting. So I like that, you know, the story is kind of open to interpretation.
And when you think about it, I mean, all great video games, music, books, people kind of get their own meaning out of it anyway, so.
Right, that's very interesting. I've never had that experience, you know, with someone finding meaning in my own work.
Okay, so the game's going to be released in a couple of weeks. If, let's just say somebody buys it on iTunes, and or they buy it somewhere else, and they write you an email, and they say exactly what you would want them to say, like the exact message that you want to send out from this game, what do you think they would say?
I wish they would say, I've played this game, I was very interested in that final kind of puzzle where you self-improve, and I went to less wrong, and I started reading about it, and I became very interested in the whole aspect. This game, I hope, will be a gateway to the less wrong community.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say about your company or anything else that you're working on that we haven't touched base on?
I will definitely, as I said, I'll start writing series of blogs and posts on game design for people that are interested in designing their own games. And I will definitely continue to make games under the Bunch Games label. So look forward to that.